No factor at all, zero factor in the decision. Aware of it, certainly. You know, I'm aware of contracts that all players have. No factor at all, zero. And no, I'm not concerned. If you're asking about optics going forward and how it affects business and things like that, no. You know, contracts are negotiated in good faith, and they live out, we feel like we gave Rowdy, you know, lots of opportunity here this year, and he, to his credit, he fought through some difficult times earlier in the year and fought himself out of it, and you know, had periods of success and periods of frustration, and this is just where we got to the season. You know, had nothing to do with where the plate appearances were lining up.
Ben Cherington saying money not a factor at all in the DFAing of Rowdy Tellez. We now all know, unless you've been under a rock, that had Rowdy Tellez accrued 4 more plate appearances, he would have got a $200,000 bonus, which is no small amount of money. This is a wealthy man by regular human standards, but this is not a super wealthy baseball player, and $200,000 is $200,000. So Ben Cherington says we negotiate our contracts in good faith. Here's my thing on that. Why not just give the guy 4 plate appearances, then cut him?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Good faith.
Good faith is you're so close to this, we should probably have cut you in May.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, nobody blinks. If they would have DFA'd him a month ago, nobody blinks. But when somebody that you've played, I just spit everywhere, when somebody that you have played an awful lot gets that close to a bonus, one game away
My God.
From a bonus, and you know you want to cut him because you want to give other players an opportunity, when there's 6 games left, those players will be fine if they get 5 games of an opportunity instead of 6.
Exactly.
Give the guy his plate appearances, then cut his ass. That's good faith. And they did not do that.
Unbelievable. It really is. I mean, you talk about optics.
Yep.
And that's what Cherington said. You know, the optics of the situation. There's many optics of the situation. I mean, if you're a player out there and you know, you're a free agent, you know that this could go down. Like, it doesn't look enticing to want to be a part of this, something like this. I even tweeted yesterday, I would hope that in a situation, I've seen this happen in the NFL, totally different sports, I get it. I've seen that guys come close and something happens and, you know, guys are 2 snaps away of getting a bonus. And then, you know, once they do leave or once they are put down or on IR, the, you know, owner or somebody comes down and hands them a check. Like, you know, you did everything that we needed you to do. You were close and that's good faith. Here's good faith. Like, we know how close you were. We know that you were going to get it. Rowdy Tellez, you could talk about his whole year, you know, and that's a whole other conversation. His ups and downs. But at the times, he was very good, and he helped this team. I mean, for God's sakes, the man pitched, what, 3 games?
Buddy, ain't like, that the truth, too?
Talk about good faith. Like, I mean, you know, like I don't, like, it is.
You
it
think
is,
3 innings worth of pitching is worth 4 plate appearances? I mean, I sure as hell do.
I don't, like, this situation is significant. Because of many things, and I think the whole 30,000-foot view is the most significant part of it. It's not about Rowdy Tellez for everybody out there. Well, Rowdy Tellez stinks. He doesn't deserve it. Well, you know, it was part of his contract, and he was that close, so he should probably get that. Whenever you're thinking, you're heading, you got 6 games left. Oh, I need 4 plate appearances. I'm going to get that $200,000. It's a part of my contract. I should get that. And you could argue on the backside, well, he didn't get it because, you know, the Pirates, you know, he didn't get there. So the contract's a contract, but it's not about Rowdy Tellez.
It really has nothing to do with Rowdy. You're right about that. I've seen now a number of people that I like that are very good at their jobs, Donnie Football being one of them, Alan Saunders being one of them, you know, now come out and say they've heard Rowdy not a great teammate. Now, I've heard the same thing. I have. So the frig what? That's not what this is about.
Mm-mm.
This is about penny pinching. This is about whether it's ownership, whether it's the general manager acting in the opposite of good faith. That's the issue here.
Yes.
I don't care if the guy is Jeff Kent. I don't care if he's got the demeanor of Barry Bonds. You're four plate appearances away from getting $200,000, and there's six games left in the season. And you, frankly, as an organization, have to be smarter than this, too, because you know what it looks like.
Exactly. And that's the that, to me, is a big part.
Right.
The perception of it.
Right. I have argued a lot, like, when media members, they'll say something and then get quote-unquote canceled, and people will debate the merits of whether or not the thing that they said should have gotten them canceled. And for me, I always put it back on the trained media professional who doesn't think through the thing that they're about to say. Because I know in school, journalism school, I was required to take PR classes. Like, you should know what you can say and what you can't say. So in this instance, you know how the Pirates are viewed. Rightly or wrongly, and probably rightly, you know how they are viewed in instances such as this? Let them get four more plate appearances, because I ask, is it worth it? No. There was like six people at the game last night.
Right.
I watched the Penguins preseason game on Sportsnet Plus, where they didn't even have the audio on for the first 10 minutes of the game. It looked seriously like there were more people at the barn for a meaningless game in hockey than there were at the ballpark last night watching the Pirates. Perception has a lot to do with it. So whether or not it was the real reason or not the real reason, that doesn't even matter.
No.
Are you stupid is the question, because you knew it was going to get out. And then you ask this, how did it get out? Well, I'm guessing Rowdy's agent said, hey, guys.
Look at this. Right.
Look at this. I've been pitching. Like, maybe.
Rowdy's agent probably has other players, too. So if you're another player out there and you see this situation now that it's out there, and Rowdy probably talks to a lot of players around the league. He's played for multiple teams. And if you're a free agent and Pittsburgh comes a knocking and says, like, hey, like, this is the big 30,000-foot view that I'm talking about, is that it's not about Rowdy Tellez. It's the faith of, hey, we take care of our guys here. This is an enticing spot. Do you want to come and play around Paul Skeens? Like, that's the selling. That's what you can sell right now whenever you're a team that didn't make the playoffs for how many years. That's what you can sell. Like, you actually have that. Now, that just throws everything away. Like, what is enticing about coming here?
Man, you're right about that, because the guys that they've acquired in, well, forever, really, are guys like Rowdy Tellez. Bounce back players. Players whose contracts aren't going to pay out a ton of money in pure salary. There's going to have to be incentives.
Yes.
And so, okay, you're a player of Rowdy Tellez's caliber, and you're getting, you know, a few million in change, and maybe, I don't know, the Marlins offer a few million in change, and another bad team, the White Sox, offer a few million in change, even though they're like on the total end of the other end of the spectrum. And I'm thinking, okay, it's the same money everywhere. It's the same incentives everywhere. Which team do I think is going to pay out the incentives? I mean, we're not talking about a big money guy here. Like, we're talking about $200,000. This is a really bad look. Whatever it is, like, whether you believe that this is why they did it or not, the look is very bad, and you have to be smarter than that. It's $200,000. It's going to cost a lot more in the perception of your franchise.
Yep, in the long run.
Yep.
For sure.
Rowdy Tellez, by the by, three games as a pitcher, 2 2/3 innings pitched. Man. So I'm trying to do math. Always tough. So what, that's eight batters he faced. Each batter, plate appearance, that should count. I know it doesn't, that should count.